Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. We just got back from a few days at Edisto Beach. The sunsets were beautiful, and since I'm no longer a sun worshiper, the cloudy skies were perfect, keeping the temperatures down and a breeze going. But I must say my favorite moments are early in the morning in the peace and beauty with a hot cup of coffee. This morning, I'm thinking about two verses that have caused some reflection for me. It has been my life experience that the following two can go hand in hand in bringing us to the love of God. Matthew 13:5. Some seed fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. And Luke 11:9, knock, and the door will be opened to you. Seek, and you will find him and the help you need. Jesus' parable about the sower tells us the farmer throws seed out in the field. I suspect that a large amount falls on the prepared ground and grows and produces, but some falls on rocks or where the soil is thin, and those seed don't usually mature. In my personal story, my mother had prepared the soil, so when the seed fell on me, I believed. In fact, I was completely convinced. There was no doubt. Jesus was a good person, the Son of God, and he loved little children like me and would always watch after us. But there was a fairly long period in my late teens, early 20s, that even though my belief, my faith, never wavered, I did not live my life as I knew he would have me to. And then the messages I had learned and believed in earlier life rose up, and my life took a turn, and another, and then another. With each turn, there were those sowing seeds of faith and wisdom that helped me grow, and I knocked on the door I had wandered from, and it indeed was open to me. Knock, and the door will be open. There are no exceptions to this story, these words of Jesus. In fact, often we never get around to knocking until life is so filled with pain and suffering, physically or emotionally or both, that we finally turn to the power greater than all power for help. And the wonder of it, he will open the door and welcome us in. And even if we continue to struggle with the same behavior, sin, the door remains open. Even if we walk away for a time, like the seed that falls on rocky ground, he never turns his back on us or shuts the door. Because the seed of faith, once awakened, can keep us even, ever so thinly, connected to him. He waits patiently for that faith to want to grow and blossom. Along that path, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he continues to woo us to him. The seed will continue to be sown, just like the farmer. The Lord doesn't give up sowing just because some seeds do not sprout at first. He will continue to sow, so that whenever the soil is ready, the seed will grow and produce. We, you and I, are sowers of the seed. We never know how the message will be received or if at that time in the person's life, the soil will support it. But even in that case, other sowers will drop seeds of love and patience over time. and at just the right time in a person's life, the sower's word or action takes root and grows and blossoms. I believe that most of us, if we look back over our lives, can recall the seeds of faith falling our way and being received. Maybe you were ready and maybe not yet. But the farmer, the sower, the Lord, never stopped sowing the seed of his presence through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in hopes that this time it will take root in fertile soil. The person knocks and the door is lovingly open. Let us pray. Lord, let us keep sowing with kindness, patience, help, and love as Jesus did. Please continue to use us to show love and acceptance to those you bring into our lives. So remind us to keep praying for those we know and all others to come to the welcome, the peace, and joy of knowing you. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.